a society, that that is the world we live in. But how do we balance that out with being like a loving person as well as this person that wants to achieve and attain like personal wealth?
You know? Oh, but then it depends if you want to attain personal wealth or not. If you want, oh yeah, I want money as well. But I just want money because it means that I can have a stature of saying, I've got money also.
Stash.
I want to have money. Like, if you want money, it's the same thing.
You get more and more dependent on that money. The more money you get, the more they can put pressure on you by taking that money away. But just being employed, like, they say you need to do that, otherwise you take all your money away. And you need to have things provided for your family and whatever. So that's the whole pressure. There's less money you have, the less they can take it.
This depends on the extent to which, because obviously you know, everyone knows, you don't need money to be happy and you can easily live without engaging in the monetary system. Spectrum. On one end is like monks who don't have any money and they purposely don't have any money. They got in Thailand, they just go to give them food. They purposely don't have any money. And just like, no. I purposely don't have any money because what's the point? Money's not gonna make me happy. And also, you know, but then the thing, it's the extent to which you buy into this philosophy, the Buddhist philosophy really, I think. It's like the philosophy is nothing's gonna make you happy. Money, clothes, people, nothing. Nothing can make you happy. The only thing that can make you happy is finding your inner zen and your inner team. That's the only thing that in the real world is something that can make you happy. Like, that is the ideal. And it's just a spectrum towards how close you can get to that ideal. Ideal.